Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, with Valentine's Day here, I've got some things, and you're trying to plan, you know, an epic night. I've got some things that you do not want to do. These are the least romantic things you can do.
Is this like a personal collection?
Yes, yes. You know, some of these I disagree with.
Oh.
And because I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm just going to let you guys decide this morning.
You give me a hard time when I disagree with things.
Okay, so most romantic things we can do on a date or, you know, with someone you love together, going out to a restaurant, just having an intimate conversation, enjoying that.
Well, I say that's what most women actually want for Valentine's Day is just a nice dinner and maybe some flowers and some candy.
But if you don't have a reservation now, you may be out of luck.
Okay, going on a walk. I think that's kind of fun and intimate, just as you talk with each other. Now, it doesn't have to be a Valentine's Day walk.
From the car to the restaurant.
Yeah, there you go.
Can it not be uphill?
There we go. All right, Tom, you want flat ground to walk
with. I do, or downhill even.
These are the least romantic things that people suggested. So number four was binge watching a TV show.
I disagree with that.
I see.
I think the couples that are into a show can binge watch together, and that's fun for them. My wife and I used to binge watch a show that she really liked, and she considered it to be romantic when I would actually take the time out and watch it with her.
Yeah, but if it's something like Pimple Popper, I don't want to see it for 48 hours.
My wife does, and the two of us watch Dr. Pimple Popper together. Aww. It's very romantic.
That's romantic.
She had a heart-shaped pimple the other day.
Oh, yeah. She did that just for you, didn't she?
It's Valentine's Day.
Okay, the least romantic things. Number three was going bowling.
I agree with that. Bowling is just not romantic.
I disagree.
I think bowling could be romantic.
They've got the new boutique, the Stone Pin Bowling downtown. It's, you know, small. Cool. It's cool.
You got spare time,
it's
too.
It's neat. And
you get to
boutique.
Wear shoes that someone else wore.
Okay, but you mean you get to watch that person roll that bowling ball down the lane.
You to watch your man gutter ball after gutter ball and then get madder and madder as he starts to get frustrated that you're beating him.
Are you always cautious about the way your bottom looks when
of
you are bowling?
You are.
Yes. No.
I think that girls don't like bowling.
No, I just bowl the other way. Just stand there, face him, and then just throw that ball down there. It's going to hit the gutter
backwards.
Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sounds romantic so far.
There we go. Least romantic things. Number two, going to a sporting event. I think if you're into sports, that's fun.
Yeah, if you got to have the right girl, but I think if she's one of those, you know who she is. You know if she's one of those diehard fans.
Let's say Clemson game, or you're a Gamecock fan, and you're at one of those games, and it's a last second, you know, punt, or not punt, but kick to the field goal
basket.
In the game, and you start hugging each other.
Yeah.
Because you win the game.
Yeah, they aren't all like that.
And all of a sudden, you're kissing.
Yeah.
I think if your significant other is one of those who likes to like not wear a shirt and just spray paint the team's colors on the top and everything, you'll notice that she's probably someone who would like that.
Okay, all right. Least romantic thing that you can do together. What do you guys think it is?
Laundry.
I'm going to write that one down.
I'm going to agree with Heidi for once. That is not romantic.
No, I don't think it's a good idea.
I'm going to say video games.
Video games is what people mention, playing video games together. But what if you two like those video games?
That's wrong.
What if you two like playing Fortnite together and you got your character names up there and you're trying to save, survive?
Character names.
What?
It's your gamer tag.
I'm sorry, gamer tag.
See, I think all of these, I mean, if you got the, what do you want to do, honey?
Yeah.
She may want to play video games. She may want to go bowling. She may want to go to the library. I don't know.
I agree with you on all of those, except bowling is still not romantic.
Okay, but this is what people said, Cato. They've surveyed people, and this is
they didn't
the last
survey
video
me.
Things. You don't want to play video games.
No, I don't.
You don't want to go to sporting events.
They only surveyed people who had dates, Cato.
Oh,
that's just wrong.
Well, that explains it.
You know what? And then Heidi mentioned not going to do laundry. I think there's probably more boring things than these on here.
Oh, like, yeah.
Just that no one actually does those other ones.
Not like going to a funeral together. That's not romantic.
Depends on who it is.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
And is it a heart-shaped casket?
Heart-shaped casket. Casket. That's hard
that
to say.
That would be a funny-shaped person.
Okay. Going to the DMV together. That's not romantic.
Unless he's getting you a car. I'd stand in line for that.
You don't get a car at the DMV.
You get
licensed. Well, you get licensed, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever is right, because you get your license that you drive license.
Thank you, Mr. Logical Particular Man.
I'll be honest, I'm up for anything on Valentine's Day.
That's your new superhero name, I guess.
I'm Mr. Logical Particular Man.
I'm here to save the day, Mr. Logical Particular Man.
I'm here to keep you from trying to get your license tag in the wrong line. All right, so standing in line at the DMV is already causing problems.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.